Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey. We're here.
And we are back for another episode of our series called Pastor, Please. And this will be episode 184, number 8.
Number 8.
In the series. Yeah, that's crazy.
Eight of these things so far. Pastor, Please. Basically, I'll recap real fast again. We won't go too long, but these are the things where your pastor, spiritual leader, person who disciples you, right? If we could beg you, please, 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 don't do these things, right? Some of these, most of these things have been, please, please, don't do these. Mm-hmm. A few of them have been, please, do them. So like last episode was, please, do this. Last one was, please, share your faith more often. And that's kind of most of them. And the thought is, once again, is that, you know, we love you and we care for you. And there are some common pitfalls that just, the way this series came up was, I was sitting in there, I was about to say a bad word, complaining to Steph one day about, you caught that, didn't you? It took you a minute. Anyway, I was in there complaining about just seeing the same common mistakes or pitfalls constantly and warning people and them still walking into them. Like, it was one of the moments where I was like, you know, and I was frustrated. It was one of those times where, and I'm not trying to put myself on some, you know, moral high horse, but it was one of those moments where I was frustrated and I was like, why you come ask my opinion and don't do what I tell you to do, right? Why you come for advice, counsel, and then literally not do it? And so there's these just common things that pop up all the time, repeatedly with people, where you're like, please, 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 please. That's why we're saying, Pastor, please. Please don't, just trust me, don't do this. Or please do this more than you think. So we made a list of them. We've been firing them off. Get counseling earlier than you think. Please don't church hop. Please quit being fearful of doubts. Please share your faith more often. Please don't get married without premarital counseling. Please don't date a person who doesn't share your faith at close to the same level as you do. Please read the Bible. Those kind of things. And today's is not a please don't. Or a please do. This one's a little different. Out of all of them in the series, this one's a little different. This one is not please don't or please do. This one is really a warning. Like, I'm not going to tell you not to do this, just like I'm not fully doing that, you know, not doing it. I'm not going to tell you that you have to do it, but it's just a warning. So today's number 8 in the series is what, Steph?
Social media is a bigger problem than you think.
Yes. Social media is a bigger issue than we realize. So I'm not saying please don't get on it. I'm not saying that. We live in a world now where lots of people, careers, communications happens through social media. There's going to be some good things that happen from it. So I'm not saying please don't fool with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm on it. I don't know if I would be on it at all, though, if it wasn't for the church and ministry.
Yeah.
And the podcast and stuff like that. Right? I don't know if I would. So I'm not telling you, please don't fool with it. And I'm not telling you, please do fool with it. It's just a warning. This is a bigger problem than you and I realize. It affects our life in mostly negative ways, way more than we realize. It is monopolizing the majority of people's time. If you take a look at the screen time stuff on your phone, I will guarantee you that social media sites are the number one occupier of your time. They will have the most time. And what do we mean by social media? Well, of course we mean the things you think of. Facebook, Instagram, that also includes TikTok, that includes LinkedIn for some of you, which is business related. It also includes YouTube. YouTube is a social media site. Of course there are other ones, you know, there are messenger-based ones. Those are considered social media as well. Snapchat, you know, there's lots of them.
Threads.
Threads is new, what's hot and one? New. It's like used to be Twitter, X. Now it's called X. Who knows what it is, but you know what I mean when I say it. All those are social media sites. And they are the main time eater on your phone. As a matter of fact, they are. This is why it's such a big problem. They are designed to suck you in.
Mm-hmm.
They are designed to pull you in. That's what they're made to do, right? And they're a bigger problem in our lives than we really realize. You can look. There are now. It's now been out long enough where you can see legit, peer-reviewed scientific studies, lots of them, on the effects of social media. There is an increase in depression tied to social media. There's an increase in anxiety tied to social media. There is an increase in suicidal ideation tied to social media. There is an increase in, this one's harder, I'm not using a scientific word for this, but there's an increase in a lack of motivation. Laziness is a better way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
There are all these legitimately tied things that you can see tied to social media use. And it's an interesting world, right? It's affecting your mind in ways that you have no idea. And it's not good. Hardly any of it is good or positive.
Nope.
You can lie to yourself and tell yourself that there's positives to it. Like, for example, it is relaxing. It is just something to take my mind off things. You can do that with lots of stuff. You can tell yourself that it's a way I keep up with people. And that's a positive from it. You know, all those. And I'm not saying that's not the case. But there are a lot of harmful side effects of social media. It's affecting us in a major, major way. We're going to realize this. I don't know when this is going to happen. We're slowly starting to see this scientifically and medically. But we're going to realize sometime soon that we made a major mistake in the amount of time we put into social media, and it has affected us and our children in really, really bad ways.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad ways. So this is the way I think of it. The big problem with social media, other than being a time suck, it used to be the big problem was comparison, right? So when it was Facebook, and then we'll say Instagram. Let's just take those two. Facebook was first. Then you had Twitter after that. Then Instagram came along later. But let's just go Facebook, for example. Comparison was the problem. You would constantly feel negative about yourself because you are constantly comparing yourself to other people's highlight reel, right?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's posting a picture of their nasty, messy house for the most part. They were posting pictures of their nice, clean part, or at least the corner of their house, right? And now you feel bad about the state of your house. Or they were posting pictures of themselves, and now you feel bad about what you look like. Or they were posting pictures of their awesome vacation, and now you feel bad about what you feel like. And so it was all comparison part that was the really negative piece to Facebook in the beginning. As a matter of fact, the way Facebook started to begin with was it was comparison. It was literally, when it first started, it was an app by itself at Harvard. Well, it wasn't even an app. It was a website at Harvard just for students where they would pop up and they would compare two pictures of a girl who was hotter and who wasn't. And so you would say, you know, this one's hot, this one's not, and it would throw up another one. And you would pick, I mean, that's literally what it was. It was based on comparison. And so there's this really big issue. There was, the big problem used to be comparison. Did you ever find yourself, back in the day, don't do now because we're going to get to now, but back in the day on struggling with, you know, seeing people's highlight reel of their life and feeling like yours life didn't match up, Steph?
Yeah, especially when I was younger and I felt like I couldn't really go to the same places that some people went to or afford the same type of clothes or, you know, have the things and all the pretty friends, you know, I would compare myself.
And everything in their life looked awesome,
yeah,
right?
And they then just looked happy.
Because you're only really seeing, I mean, we do realize, right? You're only really seeing what somebody puts out there.
Yeah.
And so, of course, that's not real life, but that's what we see. And so, but we know our real life, and we compare that. And then also, that would make us then curate our stuff to look as good as we could as the stuff we posted, right?
Yep.
But it was all comparison, right?
Yeah.
And that was the big problem to begin with. And then, so that's never good. It's never, ever a good thing to fall into the comparison trap because everybody's life is different and the same. And everybody has struggles, right? And everybody has different access to different things. It's never good to compare.
No.
Because everybody is unique and individual. That was the big one. And then when Twitter came along, it was, everything turned argumentative.
Yeah.
Extremely fast. Like, Twitter was a place where you would become a keyboard warrior and fire off some nasty, quick little tweet.
In as many characters as you could fit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd do another one.
And you just throw it out, and it would get shared. And it was all just insanely negative.
Yeah.
Insanely negative.
Or you'd say stuff there that you couldn't say somewhere else.
Absolutely. And you would share stuff people would say. And it was so negative. So you had this comparison thing first with Facebook, but then you had this negativity trap as Twitter came along. And then, of course, that ended up affecting comments on Facebook, right? Like, if you go now, most of the comments on stuff on Facebook are crazy and horrible and mean and ridiculous, right?
Yep.
And so that the Twitter created this like negativity. So we were not only just comparing constantly, but now we're feeding ourselves with all this negativity constantly. Mm-hmm. Then Instagram comes along, and it's a whole different world of comparison, right? Now we got filters. And everybody's skin looks perfect, but yours don't. And everybody's house looks perfect. And we got Instagram models and influencers and all this stuff. And it just became even more so. Those were all there before. But now what you have is most of social media now is not driven by pictures and comments and threads. It's driven by videos. And it's driven by short-form videos now. So what you end up having now is this algorithm that is curating these short-form videos that you watch, like TikTok. Like, for example, the same TikTok videos you see on Facebook now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see them on Instagram now. You see them all kinds of places. I'm trying to think of that site that when Olivia was younger, so of course we didn't allow social media. She's a senior in high school now, and we left it up to her to decide, and what she did was Instagram only. She hasn't done anything else. And TikTok. And there was a site that she would watch the same videos that were on TikTok before she had TikTok. I'm trying to remember
what it was. About Pinterest?
Pinterest, yes.
Yeah,
because
she used to love Pinterest. Yeah.
Pinterest, same stuff's on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you see now is this algorithmic control that starts to feed you things that fit your demographic, but also feed you based on what you watch. So as you begin to watch a certain level of content, now it is inundating you with that content. So now it's not just about comparison and negativity, but now it is this influence that can happen very quickly based on what you watch. You can watch, and there is the most graphic, pornographic, X-rated related stuff now in TikTok feeds,
mm-hmm.
in Facebook feeds, in these videos, short-form video feeds. And it's just repetitively throwing it back in front of you, throwing it back in front of you, throwing it back in front of you, right? I watched this. I'm gonna be blunt and honest. I watched this interview. There was this interview that popped up on my phone. It was a guy talking to a girl, podcast form, like us, but it would be a video camera in the room. We ain't went to that level on our podcast because we ain't got that kind of money. Anyway, so they were doing an interview, and I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know who it was, but there was two people on there, and they were both relatively attractive. And the guy's asking this girl a question. And it's just a normal question, right? Well, I realized at the end of the short form video, nothing weird happened, nothing strange. I realized at the end of the video, it showed like a little credit of who these people were. And one was a podcast guy. The other one was a porn star. So the girl was a porn star.
Wow. Okay.
So immediately in my feed then, what I start to see is these podcast short form videos that involve porn stars. And it just started popping up in my feed.
If they thought that was what you were interested in, that's crazy.
Started popping up in my feed, popping up in my feed.
But that's what it does.
And that's what it does, right? And so now you're being fed this content that you consume. So when you go online and it's just you, I got to pick up my phone because I'm a very visual person. It's just you, you're by yourself, and you watch stuff that maybe you shouldn't. Language, violence, attractiveness of people, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you. So you watch something, you think that it's no big deal. And now all of a sudden, whatever that little secret thing you were doing, it's now getting fed to you constantly, 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 constantly.
Yeah.
It's just building and building and building and building, and you're inundated with it.
Yeah.
And it's just horribly harmful, right?
And sometimes these apps, they'll put something in front of you they think you're going to like, and it's something you're not into at all. But then it decides to show you again, and you're like, I didn't even want to see it in the first place. And you try to tell it not to show you, you're not interested, and sometimes it'll still pop up. I've had that happen before, and I'm not talking about something real risque. It would just be something I wasn't interested in, like a topic, and I'm like, no thank you. You know?
And it's stuff, so you know, it could be something that you accidentally walk into that maybe you lingered too long and now it's showing it to you all the time.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it.
That's true.
But now it's popping up.
Or it's sneaky like that.
Or if it's something you're trying to stay away from. Like you've had a pornography problem, or you're trying to stay pure with your thoughts and what you look at, right? You've had maybe you've had struggles with that before or whatever. We all have different struggles like that. And you accidentally lingered too long on something, and now that thing you're trying to stay away from is being put in front of you constantly.
Yeah,
constantly,
they'll keep
constantly,
doing
constantly,
that.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you end up in this secret world. Right, just you getting sucked into watching and absorbing this stuff over and over and over again. So it's not just comparison, it's not just negativity, it's not just sucking your time, but now it's also feeding this crap that probably is stuff you don't really want to consume or be known for consuming, but it's feeding it to you over and over and over again. Social media is a bigger problem than we think. This is a warning here. Pastor, please, the pastor is saying, I'm pleading with you, pay close attention to this because it is a big deal. And it is harming you in ways that you have no idea. And I mean me, I mean Steph, I mean all of us that are involved in it. It has a way of harming you that you don't realize. There's a scripture in Philippians 4:8. It's towards the end of Philippians, and I'll read it this time, Steph. He says, Paul says, he's writing to Philippi, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things you want to preoccupy your mind with. And what I'm trying to tell you is there's very few things that algorithm is going to throw at you that is pure, right, noble, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. Very few things. And yet the call on our life is to have pure thoughts, pure minds, right? Pure hearts, pure spirits, and to think about those things that are holy and righteous. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying there's not some good stuff on there. There's some good stuff on there. But mostly of what it's pushing you towards is not these things that are pure, noble, right, holy, righteous, right? Our idea is that we should be thinking about holy things as Christians. And that thing is designed for you not to think about holy things, right? So it's a bigger issue than you think it is. There's this old computer adage, old computer lingo. It's called GIGO, and G-I-G-O, and it stands for garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. And that's how we got to think about our brains. We got to think about our brains in terms of if we put garbage in, garbage is going to come out. That what we see, what we take in is going to affect us and it's going to come out of us. And so we got to be very careful of everything we allow our minds to feed on. Be very careful, right? It's just like if you allow your mind to constantly be feeding on negative things or fearful things, right? Like all this election stuff. If you're constantly having your mind feed on the fears of who's office and who's not, and what happens next, then you'll notice that you live your life in a fear-based way, right? Mm-hmm. It comes out in a negative way. If you feed yourself negativity, guess what you are going to be when you speak? Negative. You're going to live negative, right? And
that's
this idea of garbage in, garbage out. You might not realize it, but the things you allow in are shaping your thoughts. You may not realize these things, but whatever you allow into your brain, it is shaping your thoughts. And in the long run, these things will end up influencing your behavior, right? At some point, the things that you see and inundate into your mind will affect your behavior. And this is proven in lots of ways, with lots of different things I don't want to get into right now, but it's proven that the more you put those things in your mind, eventually you begin to act and behave that way. So I'll give an example. I was going to give a different one, but it'd be weird. If you constantly are putting violent movies, games, things like that in your mind, eventually it is going to affect the way you behave and treat. You will act and treat things in that same nature, right? If you watch a bunch of stuff all the time that denigrates women, you will denigrate women too, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever it may be. And so you got to pay attention to the fact that it's going to influence your behavior at some point. So if you find your emotions are sort of out of whack or out of kilter, and you don't like the way you're responding to the people around you, it might be resulting from what you're feeding on, right? So if you find yourself quick and snippy and negative, it's probably, pay attention to what you've been feeding your mind, because that's probably coming out in that way. If you find yourself in a way where everything's horrible, the world's coming to an end, right? The government's this and the government's that. Well, pay attention to what you've been feeding, because that's probably what's ended up going on, right? If you are completely consumed with things and money and all this, pay attention to what you've been looking at online, right?
Yep.
You've probably been paying way too much attention to them influencers showing off all these products and flying to all these places and looking like everything's perfect. Now you're obsessed with, you know, I got to have these things too. It's just true, right?
It's true.
And I think that's why Scripture is constantly pointing back to guarding our minds, paying attention to it, taking every thought captive. And like that verse said, thinking about things that are holy, righteous, pure, noble, trustworthy, right?
That's good.
Praiseworthy. Think mm-hmm. about those things, because what you put in is going to come out. So if you find out, if you start to see that your behavior is sort of, you know, going in a particular way, pay very attention to what you've been putting in, and you might want to change that up. Like that could mean that it's time to quit watching certain stuff, or find some more videos to watch, or take a break from it, or whatever. Don't think that what you watch and feed your mind has no effect, because it absolutely has an effect. And this, we have known it's this true. For a long time. Like,
yep.
Like, I think this is human nature to know that. Like, what you see and what you think and what you feed your mind is going to affect you. What you read, what you watch, right, it's going to affect you. But we now know through all kinds of scientific, psychological, sociological studies that this is true. It holds true, right? And so don't think that it has no effect. It has a bigger effect. And that's this particular episode is like, be warned, pay close attention. This stuff is going to have a big effect on you much more than you think it's going to. This is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Social media is a monstrous problem in marriages and relationships. For children and adolescents, it is a monstrous issue in body image, in self-esteem, in creating bad habits, in keeping us looking at things and like causing secret sin. Social media is a big deal for that, right? Mm-hmm. You got to pay close attention to it, and feeding yourself stuff and numbing you over time too. Like, you watch certain things, whether it's sexual, whether it's movies or violence or comedy, mm-hmm. right? That if you'll notice, it'll get worse and worse and worse and worse what you're willing to watch. And now you're feeding yourself videos that are dropping the F-bomb every other word, right? And you're a Christian, but now you're watching all this comedy or whatever. I'm just making up stuff that is now things that you wouldn't have normally done. Now you've been desensitized to those things, right? And you're consuming them constantly. It's affecting you more than you ever know. This pastor please is different than the rest. It's not please don't. I'm not saying you got to go get off social media. You might want to take a break. You might want to pay attention to how much you consume and which ones you choose to consume, right? I'm not saying you got to get off of it, but I'm saying be warned. It is a much, much bigger problem than you think. And it causes lots of problems in relationships. It causes lots of problems in your walk with God, mm-hmm. especially in your connection to the church. There's a lot of people now who they have decided, for whatever reason, that the extent of their it's okay for their extent of their Christianity and their connection to the church to be watching it on their phone, right? It's more dangerous than you think it is, and I don't think, I'm not saying that it's some tool of the enemy. This technology is not the enemy's tool. It is an arbitrary thing, right? It's just like money, right? Money's not evil. Money's an inanimate object, right? Our phones are not evil. They're an inanimate object. But don't think for one second that the devil will not use those things in a way that distracts you and gets you off track from who Jesus wants you to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that aren't living for Christ, and so they're just going to share what they feel is absolutely right and what they like and what they're interested in, and if you pay too much attention to it, it's going to impact you.
Yep, for sure.
Just straight up.
I mean, it's not that it's not these things are evil, it's but the enemy will use these things, mm-hmm. and it definitely I'm convicted on this episode just by reading that verse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because here's what Adam Cook should be. I'm going to judge nobody else. Here's what Adam Cook should be thinking about. I should be thinking about whatever's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. That's what I should be thinking about. And I can tell you right now that 99% of the crap I look at on my phone ain't none of those things. You know?
Understandable.
So.
I think this could also be the equivalent of, like, you are who you hang around.
Absolutely.
This could definitely be that because you're hanging around whatever it is you're looking at on your phone.
Absolutely. We say it like
people
this.
People influence you.
I'm trying to think. I just taught this recently in a, we call a Union Basics class, like a Next Steps class. I taught it
Sunday. Yeah, what's more like scripture?
What we teach, the way we say it is the people I spend the majority of my time with will ultimately impact my life.
True. Right? Yep.
Same thing as this. The things that I do with the majority of my time will ultimately impact my life.
Yeah.
The way grandma would say this is, lay down with dogs, wake up with fleas, right?
Yeah.
So the more you put yourself in this, the more that's going to end up coming out of you, mm-hmm. right? And so if you don't want to be a person that is defined by the things that you look at on that phone, then you need to change up what you look at on that phone.
Yeah.
Because it's affecting you. It is a bigger problem than we realize. In the church world, just church world alone, there's been this conundrum of we have to be online for church. We have to do services online and stuff like that. That content needs to be out there. The people you want to reach are online, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's online, unchurched people online, you want to reach them. But there's a conundrum there because I don't think this online church model, this consume messages, I don't think it's making disciples, and I think it's doing the opposite. I think in some ways it's leading people away from the family of God and not to it in mm-hmm. lots of ways. And it's a conundrum because I see this massive negative influence that social media has on me. I'm not even saying I'm not included, me too, and a way in which the church using these tools, because I think the church should use the culture. Like, we should use the culture, never bow down to it. We should use it. But in certain ways, even us using it is taking people away from what a faith walk is supposed to really look like, and especially us connected together as believers in the family of God. It's a conundrum. Like, on one hand, I go, we need to be here. We need to do these things, like this podcast, for example. And on the other hand, I go, it might be hurting more than it's helping, right? Like, if you're listening to this podcast and this is the extent of your this and another podcast and two more videos is the extent of what you do with your faith, stop listening to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Get in the Bible, get in the local church body, connect with people, right?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Anyway, I don't know. Pastor, please, for today, number 8 is social media is a bigger problem than you think. Warning. So we'll see you next week. I think we're going to do, how many we got left, Steph? What'd you say?
At this point, I think it's 3.
3
maybe.
Left? 3, I think.
Y'all, I think it's 3.
All right, well, we'll say them real quick. Here's the ones we got left. Don't live together before marriage. I'll give you lots of information on why that you shouldn't do that. And then let's see, Steph, what else we got?
Attend church regularly.
Kind of goes along with our church hop thing, but we'll get into a little more depth. And
put God first in your finances.
Put God first in your finances. That's the last 3.
Wow.
Those are all, one's a please don't and the rest are please do's. So please don't live together before marriage. And then please do attend church regularly. And please do put God first in your finances. We'll probably end up leaving the God first and your finances last because that's what we always do with money talks. We make them last because people don't want to talk about them.
So. Yeah.
I will.
I like hearing about it. I think it's interesting. Right. Anyway, well, we are so glad y'all joined us, and we're looking forward to the next time we share
and
about
whenever this comes out. I think that might have been the last one, so happy Thanksgiving.
I don't know. I couldn't get those words out, y'all.
I think it might have been Thanksgiving last week on there. I don't know. But
no,
anyway.
It's Thanksgiving last week.
Last week was, I think. So.
And this week is after Thanksgiving.
Happy decorating for Christmas week.
Happy shopping.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Because people are shopping, too.
I don't think we've done anything, unless Valerie has. I don't think we've done anything at this point. But we do a lot of clicking shopping.
Yeah.
Click, 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 and send it to the house. So.
Anyway, this ending is chaotic.
It is.
We love y'all.
We got distracted by social media. That's what happened.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll talk to y'all next time.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.